Providing access to the digital space is an initiative that the Social Planning Council of Ottawa, SPCO, and National Capital Freenet, NCF, have been working on since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The digital divide is what inspired these organizations to begin this work. Here is Andrew Martiasare from NCF explaining what the digital divide is.
There's many ways of thinking about it, but I think maybe one way to approach it is to think of what digital equity is. So that, in my kind of simplest way of explaining it, will be to say that everybody has full digital participation. So everybody everywhere in Canada can use digital service equally. And so that's what I would say digital equity is. And then a digital divide will be the gap between those who have access to resources to be able to participate digitally fully and those who do not. Those who are able to connect and be online and participate fully online differs quite significantly based on income as well. So those with on lower income tend to have more challenges with connectivity, devices, etc., as compared to those with less.
Asari explained the thinking behind starting work to bridge the digital divide.
Do we think it's important for everybody to be able to participate online? I think increasingly the case is a resounding yes. Almost everything's online, right? Like if we haven't learned anything since COVID started, I think we should all agree to that now. Whether it has to do with schooling or employment or just for like our mental health, for us to be able to be able to engage with content. So much of our lives are online, and so any measures in society or any factors that means that somebody is able to participate in that world, the digital world, more than somebody else, or one person doesn't have access to the digital world at all, I think it's a significant equity issue.
SPCO and NCF have launched programs to promote access to devices, access to networks, and digital literacy.
Both National Capital Freenet and Social Planning Council have been in this space for a while, so pre-COVID has been stuff that we've been doing. So with National Capital Freenet as a not-for-profit internet service provider, part of what we do is to think about digital equity in the services that we offer. So one such project that we've had, I think, 4 years plus now, has been to provide a subsidized plan for people who live in Ottawa community housing units. So they're able to get an internet at a lower rate than what they would pay on the market. Now, digital equity, though, is not limited to connectivity, so there's also initiatives to provide devices to people who cannot afford, say, a brand new computer. The Social Planning Council does a lot of work there in providing such households or individuals with access to devices at discounted rates. A big issue with digital equity is actual digital literacy, being able to use the devices and the connectivity that you have. So both National Capital Freenet and the Social Planning Council, as well as many others I can think about in the city, work with different community groups that have challenges with digital literacy, are training them to become better at using to use digital services.
Asari said he appreciates the work being done, not just by SPCO and NCF, but other groups in Ottawa. However, he said there is still much to do.
I'd say the library and the school boards are really great at pushing for better digital equity in the city. In most cities across North America, I think that's the case. So in Ottawa, for sure, we know school boards hand out thousands of Chromebooks with connectivity, and libraries also have various efforts in that space. There's so many people who are doing good work, so I don't want it to seem like we're the only ones doing it. But I think part of what would hope to see will be better coordination, maybe collaboration in the space of the various players in the space, so we there isn't too much duplication of efforts, but also to get a clearer picture of what the need is. And I think it's good for cities around the country, but specifically for Ottawa, to continue to look at the neighborhoods that have high inequity and find ways to provide solutions for those neighborhoods.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalu.